Hello, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron. John with Local Splash calling back there, sir.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I was writing an email back, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm just giving him a call.
Cool.
Just a little moment on mine there.
No problem. Part.
All right. So, first off, thank you, for giving us that, the trust over here. I'm glad you're able to take a look at a few things and make that decision on there. Before I move any forward, though, Ron, did you have any other questions for me that I can answer for you, though?
Really, my only other question is really, I mean, what's my value with, what I'm paying Yelp already?
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys also, I mean, should I stop Yelp because I'm on month-to-month there, too? Or what's the value? Or should I keep it and just let it be?
So, Ron, I'm going to give you my opinion on that, just because, I talked to a lot of business owners as well, too, that same predicament. It's like, okay, well, where am I at here? If it was me, I was put it like that, and I'm worried about, hey, what the risks are or, what's going to generate more. Being on Google, it's only going to help, right? But because
right.
we include your Yelp listing, we don't go full
right.
force into Yelp. Our focus is more on the directory of Google, and they're all linked together. So I guess what I would say to this is, choice is yours, obviously, but,
right.
if you have an option to put on hold or a pause or then, and to play it safe, then perfectly fine, but me, I would have them both. And just to say, okay, if it's not working, I'm still getting this and you'll still have your dashboard to see your traction and your traffic coming from this. And that way you can make a decision from there. You're never going to know until it's going through that process. That's my personal opinion, Ron. So.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then Ron, is that short for Ronald or is it just Ron?
It's short for Ronald. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And then for the phone number, I'm not sure if I asked it. I want to make sure I double down on everything here. So I like to play everything by the book here. The best phone number for us to reach out to you is this phone number that we're talking on right now, ending with the 9720?
Correct.
Okay. And do you want your customers to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
Same number.
Okay. And then this next part is for Google, so I need to make sure I have it completely correct here. I don't want any hiccups on there. As far as the business name, I have last name, Wheeler's Window Cleaning. Is there anything else that I could be missing on the business name?
No.
Okay. And then now Google does need to have a physical address to get you verified. It does not mean you have to have that shown to the public. Completely up to you. I do have an address on file of 1540 Springvale Road. Zip code. Oh, I don't have a zip code on here, actually. Isn't it Placerville?
That's what she was saying. It's Placerville, California.
Yeah.
She, when I was talking to her, she said they have it registered as the UK.
No way. Okay, no, I don't see it as that. I see a flash. I have a zip code 95667. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. No, we wouldn't be able to help you if that was the case. All right. Just making sure. Okay. Now, the next part is, like I said, we're going to make sure to have our team introduce themselves to you. I have an opening as early as tomorrow if you wanted to, but we do ask for an hour window just in case. If it runs too long or if you need to reschedule, all we ask for is communication so we can go ahead and reschedule. So totally fine with accommodating for that. But do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
I do.
Okay. What time would work best for you, though? Like morning or evening would work better?
Probably morning.
The mornings work better? Okay. I mean, we're early birds over here, like 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So what
Where
works
you
for
at?
You? Or California. Where? Yeah.
So get up and get coffee. Probably, 9 o'clock would be fine. Would be
okay.
great.
Sure thing. All right. So I'll set it from 9 to 10. The Will Killer okay. call you within that time frame. I'm going to send you an email right now as a Google invite, and I'm going to send that same email to our team. That way, all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side just to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well. Okay, Ron? So give me
okay.
2 seconds. Should be coming from my same email here as well, JSEO at Local Splash. Give me 1 second. Boom. All right. I just sent that out. I'm going to put a reminder for them right now. Let me know once you get it. Again, don't do anything further than just hitting yes on your side, though, okay?
Okay, just a second.
All right, thank you.
Just reply yes.
There should be a button just to hit yes on there.
Right.
By the way. Yep. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you, sir. And now, again, this next part is all for Google, but at the same time, I don't want you to feel like you're married to any of this, okay? So anytime you need to adjust things or change things out, you're more than welcome to. But I just also want to let you know and remind you that our team is available for you Monday through Friday to do that for you. So I don't want you to think like you have an extra headache here, but, you know, utilize our team. There you go. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
Monday through Saturday. Okay. And then it's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. Perfect. And then as far as your target areas, I know last we spoke, you wanted to keep it like a 15-mile radius. Like I said, it includes up to 50 miles. So however you want to do it, we can go ahead and put process through. What do you feel?
The problem is the 20-mile radius takes me out to, like, Auburn and places I don't go, where I'm kind of really trying to hit, like, the Highway 50 corridor, which is, like, I went to Elk Grove, which was 25 miles, sitting around probably, like, 30 miles away yesterday. But, I mean, I'm not trying to go out to that place. That's not my target customer.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably, like, a 20-mile radius, but on Yelp, I went through and I changed it from a mile radius to listing like towns and zip codes or whatever.
Got it. Well, we could do the same. I mean, I could put zip codes in here. I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot. Our team will go over all this again tomorrow in further detail just to make sure, again, we're going to like to double down on everything here. I just want to make sure they have a concept to know, hey, what kind of business you have, how far out you're looking at, and how to help you, right? I don't want them to start from scratch when they talk to you tomorrow, so that's an important piece. So what I'll do is I'll put in 15 miles out just for now, and that you may want to add specific areas tomorrow. Is that all right with you?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. And then far as the Facebook, or actually before we get to the Facebook, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only, Zelle, check,
Cash, check, Zelle, and Venmo.
All right, perfect. And Venmo. Okay. All right. And then I do have your website here as well, so we don't need to develop one for you, so that's good. Far as the bread and butter here, the services that you want to be found for. Again, I know I'm putting you on a spot, but I just want to have some stuff in here just for safekeeping, you know?
It's window cleaning.
Okay.
Window cleaning, gutter cleaning, solar panel cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and then screen repair.
Screen repair.
That's my basic, like, oh, power washing.
Okay.
Yeah, and it goes off all that.
Yeah, I was gonna say power washing can be very broad in that sense too. Would you like me to add in like driveway cleaning or sidewalks or anything like that?
No, actually, probably just take power washing off.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
That's something I can add. You know, I more add when I'm there at the clients. You know, hey, I can do this little patio for you.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean. That just opens doors for you there. Perfect. Okay. And then I do have to ask, I mean, it does not require on here, but your business, is it licensed or insured?
Licensed and insured.
Beautiful. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and when all this is through here, I want to make sure you have all the emails and things like that. The verification process can be difficult if someone tried to do it on their own. What we'll do is make sure you know exactly what they're going to be looking for as far as Google to get you verified quicker and smoother, okay? So you will receive an email asking for, like,
I already put in for a Google verification.
Okay.
But I know I did already do that a couple days ago. But.
Okay. I'll make sure that they double check on that part. They'll be able to see that, not me on there. I just can check just by looking at Google, obviously, you know, but let me go ahead and put that as the notation here. Give me a second. Boom. Okay. Awesome. All right. We're looking good here. And then, and just letting you know for the Facebook stuff, we're going to go ahead and, you know, make sure our team goes over how often you want your Facebook ads to be presented. If you have any further pictures or testimonials or videos or anything like that, let them know. Have that ready if you can. The sooner the better. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. The next part, I'm sending this over to them right now. And then, Ron, we're going to do that voice verification I was telling you about where everything is recorded. So that way, you know, it's a protection for you, man. I'm not accepting a no for an answer, okay? All right, just making sure. If you have any questions or concerns, you just stop me in my tracks and ask away. Okay, that's what I'm here for. But I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to get you verified, try to answer as clearly as possible. I will give you, actually, before we start, do you have a way to take down a phone number right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So it's 877-635-6225. Save it as local splash, okay?
Okay.
That's a voice-activated phone number. Anytime you say, hey, Facebook, or client support, billing, whatever the case may be, there's going to be a team that's available for you that knows exactly what to do and how to help you from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I will bring that number up in this recording. That's why I wanted to make sure you have it. All right. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and record here. Boom. All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Wheeler's Window Cleaning.
Perfect. And also, please state your name and title within the business.
Ron Wheeler, owner, operator.
Awesome. And of course, Ron, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Ron, after this recording part here, I want to make sure you're not falling for any traps out there. Unfortunately, there are people like that. Okay, so we'll set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in, we'll only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. Okay, and vice versa, so that way we know we're talking to you. You know you're talking to us. Keep everything confidential from there, okay? But I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Ask again.
Okay. Everyone gets confused on this one, so it's pretty much we can't read your mind. For helping you with your Facebook ads, we're not going to do something without your permission, period. Right? So please let us know so that way we can go ahead and present that out. Okay. But if you want, I can repeat that again. Completely up to you.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 4th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. There will be recurrent payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 4th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, man, just want to make sure you're protected, have pricing and everything in there for you, okay? Now, okay. Ron, far as a security question, I joke around about this all the time, but I've actually seen it happen, so please don't forget your own answer, man. Right? I don't want you to lock out your own account. You have three choices, though. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, this will never change. What would that answer be?
Fields.
Spell that out for me just in case.
That's one. F-I-E-L-D-S.
Okay, just making sure. And again, we're not going to ever mention that out loud, so right. Just giving you a heads up on that, okay? It'll be a red flag if anyone did that, okay? All right, we're on the last part here, Ron. So on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Just first and last name.
Okay, and is it spelled Ronald? Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Okay. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 1540 Springvale?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And I don't know why this kept – that's so weird how our systems do that. It keeps bringing up the way the other girl you were speaking to has it the same way. It's kind of weird. Okay. I want to make sure I correct that. And as far as the payment method, what kind of card are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Visa. Express, or Discover? Visa. Okay.
Visa.
All right, Ron, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4404-4300-0047-3465.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
10/26.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
757.
Awesome. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. We got you at a really good promotional rate. I'm going to refresh this account like 3 times. I hope you don't mind. I appreciate your patience. I just want to make sure you're taken care of for the long haul, okay? So I'm going to refresh again. All right, we're looking good. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. All right. You're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first to you, let me know so I can direct you to see that breakdown of everything we discussed that's included in your package, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And it just went through on my side, so let me know whichever comes first there. Shows it should be coming soon here.
Text message.
Okay. All right. And so in that text message, there's a spot where it says something like, click here to accept subscription terms or something like that. Do you see that?
Yeah. Click here to accept subscription terms.
There you go. Yep. Click on that, and in there is everything we discussed, plus, in case if you ever decided to upgrade your package in the future, please let me know because I can apply those this promotional rate to other packages as well, so you're never paying the regular price, okay? But there will be some short descriptions in there as well, too, for that. Read through it carefully. I'm here with you. If you have any questions, let me know. At the bottom, there's 2 checkboxes you would need to click. Everyone misses it because they're so small. And you're going to sign or just type in your name. That's not even a signature, but type in the name, first and last name. Let me know when you're there, okay?
All right. I'm typing now.
Okay.
And then just confirm signature?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now take me to your guys' web page or whatever. Username, password.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I like to hear. All right, so that means That's all set. Ron, that's your access to get to your dashboard, which is your tracking system. If I give you your password and login right now, you will see nothing. It's a blank slate because obviously we didn't get working on it yet. Tomorrow, when our team calls you, they're going to call you from that 877 number. They will ask a security question, of course, but they'll give you the login and password at that time to show you how to maneuver through, keep track of your analytics, calls, everything from there. That's going to be your next best friend, honestly. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Ron. Well, hey, listen, man, I'm first going to say this. Congratulations. Welcome to the family here. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Ron, just letting you know, though, again, if you have to reschedule or if it's taking too long tomorrow, let our team know. Communication is the best thing in this, okay? They'll go ahead and change it up if they need to for you, but they want to make sure that they're introducing themselves to you and get this thing rocking and rolling for you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Ron. Hey, man, pleasure talking with you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, take care. Bye-bye.